Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back on Total Information AM, joined now by Hank Weber. He is from Washington University and also among those running the show on the board over at Cortex. And some big news for Cortex. He's the chairman there. And Cortex has got a significant new tenant, BioSTL, moving down into the district, into the 4340 Duncan building, which has just been renovated. Welcome to the show, Hank. Thanks for being on.
I'm delighted to talk to you.
Well, Hank, just tell me, big picture, what does this mean that one of the biggest generators in our tech economy here in St. Louis is going to relocate down into your area?
Well, it's another jewel in the crown. It's Cortex is now 5,800 jobs. It's 415 companies. And this is going to generate more jobs, more companies. And it, in addition to BioSTL and the BioGenerator moving over, we're going to have a couple of our tenants, our graduates of the BioGenerator, very successful companies, Confluence, Arch Oncology. And that's really important, too, because these are, we don't want to just generate companies at Cortex. We want them to grow and stay in the St. Louis area. Confluence is taking 20,000 square feet in the building. They'll have about 45 employees, and they're growing rapidly. So with the BioGenerator and BioSTL, we'll be growing new companies to St. Louis, and then we'll be helping those small companies grow here.
What is it like for you to just take a drive through that area and think back to what it looked like 10 or 15 years ago? Because not only all the work you guys have already done, but now the spinoff stuff, you've got the foundry going up across the way, the armory that's been collecting dust for years is being renovated. And all this, directly or indirectly, is a result of this work that's been done in the Cortex District.
Well, first of all, not something I do very often. Is I, you know, I, as with any, there's a lot of sausage making, deal by deal, project by project, tenant by tenant. There's a lot of work to be done, but I'll tell you when I do that. It's often when I'm showing a company around or my family's visiting from out of town, and I just go through it and I say, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, this is an area that in 2003 had almost no jobs. It was a decaying 200-acre industrial site. And due to a coalition of, very broad coalition, the five university partners, the BJC, the Botanical Garden, the help of the city and the state, especially early. Tax credits are much less important now, but they were important early. We've been able to do something quite remarkable by working together in a unified way over a long period of time. I now believe we're going to be at 8,000 jobs within the next 4 or 5 years. So feels pretty good. Feels great, actually.
It's got to be gratifying. Talk to me about the big picture as far as where we're going now. Obviously, this is another big step in growth. Other companies are being lured. And, of course, you've got NGA getting ready to start building or to get going in North City. And you're going to have some spinoff up there. Do you see this corridor kind of connecting? And what do you see this all looking like 5-10 years down the road?
I think there is a real chance that, you know, St. Louis was not on the map in the National Innovation and Entrepreneurship List 15 years ago. I think we've now merged to being a major Midwestern player. I think there is real potential for us emerging as one of the major national players. think there is real potential that Cortex, as I said, 5,800 jobs now, could have 15,000 jobs in 10 years, 8 years. That's going to take continued growing of small companies, creating great small companies. It's going to take continued recruitment of national firms, people like Microsoft and Aon that have merged, moved into the district or expanded in the district like Boeing. And it's going to take companies like Confluence that we created, or that came created out of the biogenerator, becoming bigger. I do think there's a possibility of a transformative change. It's not inevitable, but there's a possibility, and that's very exciting.
It's got to be. And, of course, the educational institutions, Washington University among them, that's got to be a big part of this also as far as drawing people in and keeping them here, I would think.
It's very good for us, for Washington University, for SLU and UMSL, the three partners. The success of Cortex is enormously important, and other similar efforts is enormously important to us, and we're important, very important to the success of Cortex. So it runs both ways.
Well, Hank Weber, thanks again for joining us this morning. Once again, the latest news out of Cortex, BioSTL moving their operations down into the Cortex District, into another of these great old buildings that are being renovated. And Hank Weber has been guiding things along the way with the board at Cortex, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. I very much enjoyed it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.